Okay, what do you say if you've gone a long period of time, for weeks and weeks, without having any rain? You say we are
having a dry spell.
Okay. If the wind's been very gentle and it gradually begins to get stronger, what do you say the wind's doing?
The wind's getting up.
Okay.
High.
If it's just the opposite, the wind has been strong and now it's beginning to get weaker and weaker, what do you say there?
The wind has calmed down.
Okay. On a morning in the fall when you get out and go outdoors and you find that it's kind of got cold, maybe not really disagreeably cold where you have to get on a big coat, but it's just colder than it's normally been being, what do you say that it is?
Gee, it's cool out here this morning.
If it got cold enough to kill the flowers and the vegetables, you might say last night we had a...
Oh, we had a killing frost.
Okay. If it was so cold that... if it got real, real cold, like below 32 degrees, and you had a lake, and the next morning you got up and the lake was solid, what would you say had happened to the lake?
I would say the lake froze over.
Okay. If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might...
Might burst. If it was just frozen.
Well, now, say, you've got a pond, it's not frozen now. You say, if it gets much colder, the pond might...
freeze over.
What do you call the room where you entertain your guests?
The living room.
Okay. All right, now, would you tell us a story about Claire's visit up into the garden?
Oh, that's fun, Nita. I felt so sorry for Claire. She said, Granny, Mom wants me to go up and get some turnip greens. I said, okay. I said, it's the first row, the side of the corn. She said, okay. I said, you want to take a knife? She said, I have a knife with me. So I said, you got a paper bag? Yes, I've got a paper bag. So she goes to the garden and she comes back just a little bit. I thought, well, she sure did get those turnip greens quick. And I looked in the bag. I said, well, Claire, you know what you got? I said, you cut to the collard greens. And she said, oh, Granny, you take them. She didn't want to take them home. She didn't want Granddaddy to know what she had done. She thought he would be angry with her. And I said, no, it's all right. Take them home. They'll be good to eat. She said, are they good to eat this time of year? I said, sure. So she carried them on home, but felt sorry for her. I told the Granddaddy what she said. And he said, well, she didn't hurt them. She said, she didn't cut the bud out. They're all right. So he went up and checked on them, and he said, well, she didn't hurt them. Said, she just got some of the leaves off. They're all right. I said, well, you better call and tell her about that. I said, she's really upset about it.
Tell me the story, Granny, about when you met Granddaddy the very first time.
Well, we were both working in the mill over here, Callaway Mills at Millston, and I was spooling.
Is that a cotton mill?
That's a cotton mill. And he was working there and had been working there for some little while, but I never did pay any attention to anybody much, you know. It's just the ones that I really knew. And he was doffing my yarn at that time. So this Miss Blackwell said to me one day down there, she says, why don't you set your cap for that boy right there? I said, which one? And, you know, I was looking to see which one she's talking about. So she pointed him out. I said, well, I believe I will. So the next time he came around with my yarn to dump it in my trough, I spoke to him, you know. Well, he spoke to me. So the next time he brought my yarn, why, he says, who are you liking these days? And I said, oh, not anybody. And that's the way it started. So we got to talking from there, and then it grew from that to we got married.
How long did it take for you to marry him?
Oh, it must have been about 2 years.
2 years?
Uh-huh.